Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day today. As always, thanks for sharing it with us here on KCOB. I'm Randy Vamp. Pretty rough commute for some this morning. Overnight snowfall caused snow-covered roads and some slick spots on streets, highways, and interstates. Both the east and westbound lanes via 80 were blocked just west of Colfax in two separate accidents between 5 and 8 this morning. Again, you can check the condition of state highways and interstates online at 511ia.org before you travel. Area schools implemented 90-minute delays this morning. Mid-American Energy said they had about 1,500 customers without power as of mid-morning, right around 9:30. Of course, December 21st is when the first day of winter officially starts. Heavy snowfall overnight, though, dropped about half a foot of snow on some areas of the state. Near-record cold temperatures are expected tonight. Kurt Kotenberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Des Moines. Says much of the snowfall was concentrated between Interstate 80 and Highway 30.
The Des Moines Metro here at the office in Johnston, we had 4.4 inches of snow. There's a place in Benton County with 4.8 inches. Cedar Rapids, 5.8 inches. And then spreading outward from there, right around 1 to 2 inches as you get towards Fort Dodge, Waterloo, 3.5 inches.
And again, he says even though it stopped snowing, there are some hazards out there.
We'll continue to have winds going from north to south at around 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts kind of nearing 30 miles an hour here and there. So that could cause blowing and drifting of snow just a little bit, especially on untreated roadways. So definitely plan on taking it easy out there if you're traveling.
Here at the KCOB studios, we had about 2 inches of snowfall that melted down to 1,400ths of an inch precipitation. Now, the all-time record low temperature for this date at Des Moines Airport is 4 degrees. Our record low is also 4 degrees here. And forecast for tonight calls for low of about 2 to 3 degrees.
We're also going to have a little bit of wind speed, so that's going to bring the wind chills down to anywhere between 0 and -10 degrees across most of Iowa. Towards the northern tier of counties, we'll be in that -10 to -15 degree range. So not quite wind chill advisory, but definitely hat and gloves and try to minimize the amount of time you spend outside.
Then the forecast also calls for another winter storm that will arrive late Wednesday afternoon into Thursday morning. Potential to drop another 1 to 3 inches of snow. Kotenberg says they're still watching that developing storm to see exactly where the snow will fall and how much. A renovation project at Newton Arboretum and Botanical Gardens may be delayed some due to the cold weather that set in. Andy Stone is co-president of Project Awake, which manages the facility. He was hoping renovation of the small pond north of the Daniel J. Crum Horticultural Center would start today.
An outfit called Just Add Water, and they gave us a number of options. One of them was completely redoing it. It's quite expensive, but it should be something that gives us many, many, many years of enjoyment. The pond is enjoyed by an awful lot of people, and this should be a little more user-friendly. Rocks that are too big to roll into it, things like that.
Stone says the pond renovation will be completed this fall and is going to cost twice as much as the geothermal heating and cooling system was installed in the Horticultural Center this summer. He also notes the vegetation around the pond is currently overgrown.
Well, originally, that was supposed to be all native prairie species. Well, some of those grow tall and just plain take over, and then when they kind of flop over in the wind, you can't even get to the pond. So since we're redoing the pond, we're going to go with native species.
Project Awake, within the last year, added solar panels to the Horticultural Center. Stone says they are also looking to upgrade to a drip irrigation system for the grounds. Patio and pergola on the east side of the Horticultural Center are still under construction as well. 27-year-old Newton man has been given a 15-year, 180-day suspended prison term, 3 years probation on 3 drug charges connected to a traffic stop in Monroe about a year ago. Randall Thomas Potts Jr. pleaded guilty to possession of meth with intent to deliver, first offense possession of marijuana, and failure to have a drug tax stamp. Potts received consecutive 10 and 5 year suspended prison terms for the drug possession charges, another consecutive 180-day suspended term for the tax stamp violation. Potts also going to pay $125 surcharges on each charge. He was arrested around 11:30 in the evening, November 21st of last year. According to the arrest report, Newton Mann was pulled over near Highway 14 in East Sherman Street, Monroe, for not having a front license plate. The officer noticed an odor of marijuana and then spotted a plastic baggie containing marijuana hanging out of the back pocket of Potts' pants. Subsequent search found 5 to 6 grams of meth in a cigarette pack, a digital scale, and numerous plastic baggies. The arrest report also says Potts was in possession of $1,010 cash. 33-year-old Ankeny man arrested for sharing a nude photograph of a 28-year-old woman with a 28-year-old man without the man's consent is serving a 15-day sentence in the Jasper County Jail. The case against Sean Edward Troxel was investigated by Newton Police. Arrest reports as the victim reported the offense Sunday afternoon, June 9th, about 24 hours after Troxel shared her nude photo. The Ankeny man pleaded guilty to first-degree harassment and began serving his jail time this past Saturday afternoon. District Associate Judge Stephen Holwerda suspended another 165 days in jail and placed Troxel on probation for 2 years. The Ankeny man also has to pay a $625 fine. Law enforcement officials say there's another phone scam to be aware of. This one involves callers claiming to be members of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation staff. The division says it's received reports from the public that scammers are trying to extort money from residents, misrepresenting themselves as DCI agents working with the FBI to collect money. Some scammers are using false agent names and badge numbers. Those targeted also report that their caller ID devices display a number of the Iowa Department of Public Safety. Law enforcement agencies note that the DCI does not require payment over the phone. Anyone receiving a phone call similar to those described by the DCI are asked to hang up, contact local law enforcement, and the Iowa Attorney General's office hotline. Today's Veterans Day, so Newton City offices and county courthouse closed. There are no mail delivery. Newton Veterans Day ceremony hosted by the local American Legion and VFW Post held 11 o'clock this morning at the American Legion. Guest speaker was retired Brigadier General Craig Bargfried of Ankeny. Kurt Jackson is the director of the Jasper County Veterans Affairs. He's a veteran himself, having served as a sailor on a nuclear submarine for 6 years, from 1976 to 1982. He's been with the local Veterans Affairs Department for 3.5 years and says he's met about 80% of the county's veterans.
Currently, the federal census shows us at around 2,500 veterans in Jasper County. And in my electronic files, I've touched base with around 2,000 of them. So there's still about 500 veterans that either their census is off or that just have never had a reason or any to come in and see me.
Jackson's office, located in the County Annex Building, 115 North 2nd Avenue East in Newton. He helps local veterans with a variety of issues.
I deal with veterans with medical issues. I deal with veterans with disability issues. I deal with veterans that are having income issues because they're just on Social Security or they didn't get very much. And low income, I can definitely help a low income veteran get extra money coming in every month.
He urges veterans to contact him within a year of leaving the service, especially if they have a medical issue. You can reach Jackson and the County Veterans Affairs Office by calling 641-792-7993, 641-792-7993. In funeral announcements, the family of Wayne Northcup of Newton will be greeting friends from 11 to 1 tomorrow morning and afternoon. That'll be at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Memorials in honor of Wayne Northcutt, who passed away at the age of 76, to the Iowa Veterans Home or St. Jude Children's Hospital, may be left tomorrow at Wallace Family Funeral Home. A visitation for David Logsett of Newton, who passed away at the age of 78, will be held from 4 to 6 tomorrow afternoon and evening at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Committal of ashes and full military honors will be held 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Memorials David's family may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. And memorial service for Albie Jenkins of Newton, passed away at the age of 82, going to be held 11 a.m. Wednesday at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Family greeting friends from 10 a.m. Wednesday until the 11 o'clock service time. Again, after the service with a lunch at the funeral home, Memorial St. Jude Children's Hospital or Mercy One Hospice may be left at the funeral home. That's your noontime check. Varian news and funeral announcements here on KCOV. I'm Randy Vann.